got this. Back 2-4.
All right. Hi.
Hi, Matt.
What did you think of what you got from Adrian Martinez?
It was a great performance from Adrian. Really, really happy for the kid. He came up here, first major league start, and from pitch one just attacked the zone. Most impressive thing was he didn't walk. I don't believe he had any walks today. So commanded the baseball, and had a great performance.
You see, you hadn't gotten a chance to see him pitch in the spring. What stood out to you about his stuff?
Well, he's got a pretty electric sinker, good velocity behind it. Seemed to be getting on some of the hitters, and then I believe it's a screwball that we call it a change. That's a real good out pitch. So that two pitch combo along with that slider that he was mixing in seemed to keep these guys off balance.
What did you think of Tony's catch there?
Pretty acrobatic catch. I'm sure we'll see it on the highlights, right? That's what Tony does. I haven't seen it on video yet, but the reaction was priceless. I thought the reaction was outstanding. So
what was more impressive, the catch or the reaction?
I think the reaction, personally. But big play, in the inning. And obviously it led to us adding on a run in the following inning with a little momentum.
So he was fairly aggressive on the bases there, a couple stolen bases that kind of pushed the issue. Is that more of an emphasis here in game two, or is there just something that you're good for seeing?
Well, I think we've been running the bases pretty well as a group. We've been successful at stealing bases. We've been able to, pick our spots. Overall, we know we need to create a little offense when we're not, tearing the cover off the baseball, but so far we've had some good success still in bases.
Noisy might not jump out as a guy who is going to steal a lot of bases, but he's got a few this year, and that obviously kind of a jump start there in the fourth. How is he able to maybe maximize what he can do there?
I think he gets a good lead. He's a smart base runner, and from our standpoint, when we look at the information that lines up with the possibility of him having a good chance at stealing a base, we try to take advantage of that.
With some of that, Haas, because Haas has been struggling this year to throw runners out, was that part of it?
Yeah, I think overall, in general, when you get a pitcher's time and you feel like you've got an advantage on the base pass and you're looking at all factors in, if they align in our favor, we feel like we can be aggressive, or we need to be aggressive, and we were today.
What are you seeing from Lou just in the game since he's been back?
I think overall Lou, he's got good life on the fastball. He might be making some mistakes in the middle of the plate that's leading to a couple soft contact hits. I think today was a good day to get him in there, and I'm glad that it finished on the right end.
It looked like maybe when you went out to get Martinez, maybe just said something to her, stayed a little bit longer, and he was smiling when he came off. Did you tell him anything in particular?
No, great job, but he I think wanted to give us all hugs, which I would have taken a hug, but I had to get the ball. So I think all in all, what a day for him, and from all standpoints, it was fun to watch him. And fun to see the smile that from a player that was getting his first experience. All right, guys.
Thank you.